Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking Majestic Buckhead, where we have wanted the weather to get warm, and believe me, we have our wish. It is, has been a magnificent weekend in the high 80s with only moderate humidity, which means it's very nice in Atlanta and will continue to be this way for a few more weeks, and then the dog days of summer are certain to begin. Well, today is Memorial Day. This is the day where we honor people, brave men, a few women, but mostly men, who gave their lives that this nation would remain free, that this nation would preserve the heritage of our founding fathers. We have veterans who died in the Civil War to keep this nation together. World War I, to push back the threat of imperialism. World War II, the big one, the war, to put back the Nazis, the Japanese, and the Italians, who are all bent on world domination. We had Korea, the horrific war in Vietnam, and I'll be honest with you, I cannot go to Washington and see the Vietnam Memorial without crying. I know people, I have friends, fraternity brothers, whose names are on that wall. More recently, we have Desert Storm in Iraq and Afghanistan. And these are men, some women now, who have paid the ultimate price to keep us free. I have one question I want to ask everybody. How many of these warriors were progressives who believed that socialism and giving to people things they have not earned was what America stood for? For legitimizing perversion and for taking our Constitution and absolutely dismantling it. How many of these brave warriors that we are recognizing today do you think believe in the progressive ideals? I'm going to ask my brother who's on the other line right now. Richard, how are you this Memorial Day?
I'm fine, Jack. How are you?
Good.
Now,
how many of them do you think are progressives?
Well, I want to – let's do it over-under on three, and I'll take the under.
We have an over or under of three. I like that. I like that a lot. But, you know, here's something that's really interesting. We are in the first half year of the second term of Barack Obama, and this program is dedicated to political themes. Now, normally you would think there wouldn't be a whole lot for us to talk about. We have a new president. He has supposedly a mandate to accomplish the work that he started the first time, and everything is going pretty smoothly and would for the next couple of years before people kind of got tired of him and he became a lame duck like George Bush did, or like Bill Clinton did, or even Ronald Reagan and Ike. All of these men before, you know, at least the first part of their second administration, they really were able to do what they wanted to unchecked. But that's not the case with Barack Hussein Obama is it? We have three major scandals, and we're going to talk just a little bit about all three. I think to begin with, I want to, because it's the easiest one to deal with and quickly, I want to talk about the Justice Department and its investigation of itself directed by Barack Obama because of the wiretapping of James Rosen at Fox News and all the rest. On the 15th of this month, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, top law officer in the country, testified before a House subcommittee that he really didn't know anything about the subpoena on Rosen or on the telephone records of Fox News. Okay, that's fine. But then it came to light that he was lying. He not only knew about it, which he said he didn't, he actually signed the subpoena. And of course not. And so what does Barack Obama do? He gets all huffy. Well, we can't have this. We need to have the Department of Justice investigate the Department of Justice with Eric Holder, who just lied to Congress, overseeing it. What kind of absolute nonsense is that? That's kind of like a guy running around on his wife and bringing his lover in to testify to his wife that he isn't doing it. We are getting hosed, and sadly, we have so many ignorant people in America. They don't even know what's happening to them. What do you think about that? Does that not just like make you say, what? How can this be? How can you investigate yourself? If you're a doctor and you prescribe medicine for yourself, they have a saying for it. He who medicates himself has a fool for a doctor. Well, we have a fool for a president and a fool for the attorney general, and they're lying to us. This is another attempt, major attempt, at undercovering. Now, what the machinery would be for the House of Representatives to appoint a special prosecutor to take a look at this, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to find out. But normally, that happens. A special prosecutor would, the Department of Justice would be the ones to do that. But a special prosecutor would not have to answer to anybody. That would be the upside of that. Is there anything you want to add to that one?
Well, Eric Holder would be the person that would assign the special prosecutor. Now, where do you think he would find someone? Let's see.
That would have to be somebody that was approved by Congress.
Well, so, he'd have to be a Democrat, though, wouldn't he?
There are some Democrats I wouldn't mind if they did it. I mean, you know, sure.
Well, I'm sure that Eric Holder wouldn't be the one that would want to decide that, well, let's see now. This particular guy is probably impartial. No, I don't want him.
Well, that's probably true. But a special prosecutor... They have an independence to them that really lets them be a wild card, and it's what we need. We have to have a special prosecutor to get to the bottom of this, because they have the power to subpoena, and they go after it and they investigate. I mean, like a crime has been committed, which it has. Speaking about a crime, all of the stuff of Benghazi continues to heat up. I know that the people on the left want this to go away, and you know, what difference at this point does it make? Well, today is the day that we honor people who died for our country. Today is the day that we honor those two ex-SEALs and the ambassador and Smith, all four of whom died for this country less than a year ago, and we still have not been able to talk to any of the survivors. And this week, they're going to have 13 different people from the State Department testify before different committees. And they're going to get to the bottom of it.
Well, not this week, but next week.
Next week, okay.
Congress is in recess, yeah.
Next week. I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Obama ran the first time, and they had all of those ads about Sarah Palin? What happens if the phone rings at 3 a.m? Would you want Sarah Palin there to be in charge? Oh no, we don't want Sarah Palin. She's an idiot from Alaska. She doesn't even, she doesn't even know where Russia is. She says she can see it from her bedroom window. Obviously, we can't have some idiot like that. Well, what do we have? We have a commander-in-chief that we still, to this day, do not know where in the hell he was or where in the hell he was doing. Nothing. We don't know, and he's being completely camouflaged about all of this stuff. We don't know who was behind making the change from it being an al-Qaeda attack to the video. We don't know who did that. And this Victoria Nuland from the State Department, who was the one that was pushing so hard for changing reality to protect Hillary Clinton, is up for a promotion. She's being appointed to a new job. Now, she's going to have to go through the scrutiny of the Senate, and I promise you she's going to have a hard time, even with some of those Democrats, because 20 of them are up for re-election, and some of them are up for re-election in states like North Carolina, Montana, Arkansas, Louisiana, places like that where
we're all scared.
Yeah, where the people are not, you know, I mean, being a Democrat, it isn't like New York or Massachusetts where the Democrat wins regardless. Now,
and Jack, by the way, Sarah Palin can see Russia from her window because it's about a quarter of a mile away from her window.
Well, you know, it does come close to touching, but not where she lived in Wasilla.
I can't believe that anybody that listens to your program wouldn't know that, but a lot of people don't realize that.
Oh, how true. We like to think that we appeal to people that are a little bit above the low information voter. At least they know, you know, who's who in Washington. Sometimes it's, you know, the camouflage of all of it is very, very difficult. I do believe that the truth of what really happened in Benghazi is going to come out. And I wonder if what's beneath it was a... I mean, one theory is that the plan was to remove all obstacles and have those people held hostage, and then Obama go in like a knight in shining armor as a ploy, give back the blind sheikh, you know, and get our hostages back, including our ambassador, and isn't he wonderful? That's been out there for quite a while, people saying that. Another one is that really this involved smuggling guns illegally to the rebels in Syria in an effort to overturn Assad. And yet the rebels are al-Qaeda operatives. So in the Middle East, it isn't like you have friends and foes. It's like you have a bad foe and a really bad foe. None of these people are on our side. And I remember when we very first started doing some of these things a couple of years ago, there were people by the millions who were talking about Islam being a religion of peace, and we just need to understand them a little more. We need to know what they really want. I say that there aren't many people that the administration espouses it, but there aren't many people that believe it anymore. Do you think?
No. No, there's just not, there's just been too much going on. And not just here. I mean, that whole thing in England. It's just getting worldwide attention. That it's not good, and it's slowly but surely people are saying, you know, maybe these Republicans have been right for a long time. Maybe the Tea Party's been right for a long time.
Well, let me just tell you something personally. As you know, I've been in AA for years. Today picked up, I thought it was my 20-year chip, but it was 19. So I've been in AA for 19 years. I had a lot of Facebook friends that were from AA. And when I started posting about what Islam was really like and really doing, I was called an Islamophobe and a racist and all kinds of things, and defriended by many people, particularly from AA, because they tend to be, you know, the liberal crowd. And yet, after all of this time, we're right. By the way, there's something that I'm just going to pass on, a little piece of information I think is interesting. In Sweden, I believe it was Sweden, there was a super mosque that was the people that had intended to build. And they had, the people that lived around didn't want it, but they were going to do it anyway. So someone read the Quran and took a pig and slaughtered it on the grounds and spread the blood all over the place, which meant that the land was defiled, and the Muslims couldn't build their mosque on it.
Oh, move on, boys. Move on.
You know, I'll tell you what. If I'd known that, I'd have done it at ground zero.
Oh, absolutely.
And take out that whole thing. And let me just tell you something. There'll be somebody that will want to do that in downtown Boston.
Yeah.
Because any time the Muslims have some kind of victory, they put a mosque on it. That's their deal.
Maybe they could do it on the one that's already there.
Finally.
A little blood over the door.
Finally, we see what's behind the fad for bacon.
Yeah.
All right, we got it. Now I want to go to our third scandal, the IRS. Again, they try that, you know, the whole thing, we know nothing about this. It at the White House, Jay Carney, this is just a couple of rogue agents in the Cincinnati office. Well, that's not true, is it? And the leader of it, Ingram, has been promoted to be the person who's responsible for the IRS implementation of Obamacare. That makes her one of the most powerful people in the world. And our health, you know, I'll tell you what, you and I better not get sick, because we're probably on that watch list, you know, to, you know, we don't want the watch
to get
well.
Yeah, you can finger. It's good. Yeah. It's the Sarah Palin, what did she used to call that? The Murder Club or something like that. She was right all along, wasn't she?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In 2010, with the, you know, with the Tea Party just really going to town all over America, there were you know, people like Chuck Schumer and Al Franken, that fool, and Barack Obama, who were complaining that the IRS was not investigating these people, and they were a 501c4. And they were getting money and using it for politics rather than education. And so there was lots of complaints. Finally, I believe it was Ingram, met with Barack Obama at the White House, and it was the next day that the IRS began illegally, targeting the Tea Party, Christians, and Friends of Israel. Now, isn't it Barack Obama who said he's the best president for Israel that this nation has ever had? If that's true, why would he be harassing people who are Friends of Israel? And if he's a Christian, like he says he is, but isn't, why would they be targeting Billy Graham and his son Franklin Graham, who does all the humanitarian work and other Christian groups? Billy Graham, who for 50 years was in the top 10 of the most respected people in the world. Never a hint of scandal. But they went after him while letting Malik Obama perpetrate a fraud on the American people by having a tax-exempt organization that would get tax write-off for the Barack Obama Foundation. But it wasn't registered, so he was doing it illegally. And so they made his thing retroactive for 2 years so that he wouldn't be a felon. How come that hasn't come up? Why isn't that something that there is a congressional hearing about? That is blatant misuse of the power of the IRS. Blatant. It's criminal. And it goes straight to the president's family. Why hasn't anybody said anything about that? Do you have an answer? Have any idea why that could happen and why that isn't like being shouted from the rooftops, foul, foul? Any idea?
I don't have any idea, no. It doesn't sound like something that Barack, he probably didn't know what was going on.
I know nothing.
Yeah. Sergeant Obama Schultz.
Sergeant Obama. All right. Okay. Let's just say that he's not that he's being truthful. He didn't know. He didn't know about Benghazi. He didn't know about the IRS. He didn't know about the wiretapping or any of it.
And he didn't know about his brother.
And he didn't know about his brother. Then why is he, then, what is he doing as chief executive? Isn't that
pretty good on those talk shows? He's pretty good on all those talk shows, aren't he? Me?
Well, he parties well with Beyonce. That I'll give him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he does, and you know, to his credit, if he's got a teleprompter, he isn't on the crowd. He can absolutely, he's very charismatic. That's his strength. And always campaigning is what he does. So now he's, campaigning to take guns away, which isn't going to work, and backfire. And, we just have this total mess. That's the bad news. The good news is, on talk radio, we have things to talk about all the time. This isn't, if things were doing really well, we'd be talking about what? We wouldn't have a reason to even exist. But that's not the way it is. Right now, this is the most corrupt administration ever. If this doesn't end in a charge of impeachment, then we need to dig up Richard Nixon and apologize to him. That famous picture of him with his, with the V as he's getting on the thing, on the helicopter with the thing says, "I'm not a crook." I saw one the other day that says, it had that picture of him and it said, "I'm not a crook by today's standards."
How about this one? "I did not have sex with that woman by today's standards."
And which is a perfect segue into our last segment. Hillary Clinton has a new biography coming out in which she finally comes out of the closet and admits she's a lesbian. And has been and for years. And while Bill Clinton was doing all of his things, she was having more women than he was. It's coming out.
I put an over-under on that one. Oh, pardon the pun, over-under on that one. That was very, yeah.
Aren't you had the most women? Boy, that's a good question. Well, and let me just tell you something is going to happen. They're going to champion her as somebody that is just really courageous for coming out of the closet. But without ever saying that their whole marriage has been a sham and a fraud, and that when he ran for governor of Arkansas, people knew this, he never would have won. If he was running for president and they knew this, he never would have won. If she was running for senator in New York, she probably would have. But running for president now, as based on all of this, my guess is the only reason she's come out with it is because it was going to come out and they had proof on it and she had to jump on it ahead of it. That's the truth, because she never does anything that isn't calculated. And just by the way she's doing her hair and everything else now, she definitely looks like it. I know I get heat for saying that, but it is true. All right, we're done for today, but let me just say that God bless you, and on this Memorial Day, God bless the soldiers that died for us so that we could be free. Amen.
And stay alert.
Stay alert.